Well, welcome to our show today. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm feeling joy in my heart right now. I'm feeling so good because the topic we're going to discuss today is one that does not get discussed in mainstream media or pretty much anywhere else, but it's a topic that we all need to understand. We all need to have some empathy around and wisdom around it. What's the topic? Well, I'm calling the show today, The Courage to Realize the Empath Effect. Empath effect, empathic. What is that? Well, listen, have you ever been told you feel too much? You're too sensitive. You see things that nobody else sees. You might hear things that other people don't hear. You maybe don't even understand what this is all about. Well, I know I sure didn't in my first 42 years until somebody finally helped me understand what empathic means and why I'm an empath. Today, I have the expert who's written a new book. He actually has a couple books out, but her new book is all about helping you to understand the empath effect. So she's going to join us in just a moment. First, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book, and as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day and injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, JJ's back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. KIKORI.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Alicia McBride, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
I'm so excited. I felt joy. As soon as we started this broadcast, I'm feeling joy in my heart that you're here talking about empaths. And, you know, for me as a child, we'll get into that, I guess, maybe. But let me introduce you first. Alicia McBride is a leading voice for empaths today. She's the international best-selling author of I Feel Too Much, How-To Guide for Beginner Empaths, and The Empath Effect, which we'll be talking about today, powerful stories of love, courage, and transformation, as well as the children's book, I Love You When. Wow. Just thinking about my own childhood. Welcome, Alicia.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just, you know, I feel there's so many people that will benefit from you today and defining what empaths are all about, defining how we can understand and recognize them, recognize it within ourselves. So let me just ask you, how did you get started in writing the books, I Feel Too Much and The Empath Effect and I Love You When?
I went through a huge transition in my life. Lots of people will call it a spiritual awakening. That's what I would call it. I went through a complete transformation. I shed the old way. I completely metamorphosized, became something new. It was incredible. I lost friends. I went through a divorce. My best friend's daughter passed away. It was a crazy time in my life.
What triggered that? What happened?
That's a good question. So I was pregnant with my second son, and I just started having feelings, things that were always there throughout my life started coming to the surface. And they weren't quiet anymore. It was not like a gentle push or a little nudge.
What did you think was going on at the time?
In the beginning, I wasn't sure. I was actually sitting at my computer trying to Google what was wrong with me. Right. I was convinced that there was something wrong with me, and I was going to Google it to find out.
Like these feelings, were they feeling of depression or joy or feeling? Were you hearing voices or what was going on?
I was certainly depressed. I had postpartum depression after my second son was born, so that certainly played a role. But I had been taking on all of everyone's feelings and emotions throughout my entire life. And I didn't know it. I didn't understand it. I was collecting other people's energies, all the negativity. You know, I stopped watching the news 20 years ago. Yeah,
because you were taking it on. You were feeling it, and that it was becoming part of you. It's kind of hard to describe that. You know, people that are not tuned into that would think, oh, there's something wrong with you, right? Why is she taking on what's going on in the news, right?
That's exactly what I thought. There must be something wrong with me. And lots of people told me, you know, all throughout my life that I was too sensitive. Mm-hmm. So I embraced that. I you know, became their version of too sensitive. And I was, you know, beaten down and just kind of a mess.
You know, it's kind of funny because in my life, it was just the opposite. That somebody would say you're too sensitive, I would just kind of man up and be even more in my ego than I normally would, right? So it affected me the opposite way, right? I got more crazy the more you told me I was feeling too much.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
And yeah. I mean, the bottom line is there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with feeling too much. There's nothing wrong with being sensitive. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with you. I told somebody earlier today, you know, when somebody says you're too sensitive, say, yeah, I am. And that's okay.
Yeah. And of course with empaths, especially when we wake up as empaths, I guess is maybe the best way to describe it. In the beginning, it seems like we do take on everything. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Excuse me. We already know how to do that. We just don't know how to regulate that. Right. Mm-hmm. What's mine? What's yours? What's somebody or something else's? So how did you learn how to do that?
Oh my gosh, it was difficult. That's why I wrote a book.
Right.
Yeah, it was hard because I had like bits and pieces of information everywhere. You know, I got it from this book and that book and this book and, you know, tons of articles online. I read a million articles online. And, you know, I just had a baby. So I was, you know, sitting on the couch nursing, reading articles on my phone or reading, you know, physical paperbacks. So it was a struggle and it was intense. My psychic abilities came through full force during the spiritual awakening. Yeah. In general, in my life, things don't just happen to me little bit by little bit. It's not like a graceful, okay, we're going to start this and it's going to escalate a little bit here and there. No. In my life, things get dumped on me all at once. And that's exactly how my spiritual awakening went. It happened fast and furious and all at once, and everything hit the fan. Yeah. And I started seeing spirits and talking to spirits, and, you know, I thought I was crazy.
So you kind of went through a spiritual, we'll call it a spiritual emergency. Yeah. It's like 911, what is going on in my life?
Yeah. Which is how I started Googling what is wrong with me.
Yeah, I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about how to protect yourself, how to shield yourself, how to connect with that powerful energy that's flowing through. And we'll do that. And then after that, I want to get into a little more of identifying yourself as an empath. So we'll be right back.
Attention cancer victims who use the weed killer Roundup. A federal jury unanimously found that Monsanto's popular weed killer Roundup was a substantial factor in causing cancer. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. If you or someone you love used Roundup and were diagnosed with cancer, call the number on your screen now. Don't wait. There may be time deadlines to file a claim.
Call 800-506-2151. That's 800-506-2151.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Hi, JJ is back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm talking to Alicia McBride, and she has a new book out called The Empath Effect. We're talking about the effect of being an empath right now. And so actually, before I get into how to protect yourself and shield and that stuff, let's just take a step back. What are the signs that you're an empath?
Okay. Oh, great question.
Yeah. What are the signs?
So the key ingredient for being an empath is someone who feels what other people feel inside of their bodies as if it were their own. So if you're sad, I feel sad. If you're happy, I feel happy. If you're in physical pain, I can feel your physical pain. That is like the key ingredient for being an empath. And generally, empaths are often overwhelmed. They're exhausted. They're tired. They have chronic fatigue. They have fibromyalgia. They suffer from anxiety and depression because they've been carrying everyone's energies for all this time and without knowing it. An empath is very in tune with their energy. They can be very in tune with their own energy, your own energy, and can be very in tune with other people's energies. So that's the main.
Yeah. Well, I also think another sign is sometimes when they get overwhelmed, stressed out, worried, they self-medicate. So a lot of times in recovery programs, there are empaths that are just waking up. Because they didn't know who they were or why this is happening to them, and now they're starting to get a sense of who they are. Let me ask you: Are we all empathic at some level?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think a real empath has that deep depth of feeling. I think an empath has the greatest capacity for love. To love and to send and receive and to give love. I think an empath has this just immense deep capacity for love and feeling. But that there's levels, you know, there's the highly sensitive person who's not quite empathic. And then there's people who feel empathy for others. And then I do think there's a bit of, you know, people who just don't have any empathy at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's on a scale. It's the degrees of empathic qualities, I guess, is what we would say. Okay, and difference between an empath and an intuitive. What would you say? Or are they one and the same?
I think most empaths are intuitive, if not all. I would say all empaths are intuitive. You just don't know it. You just don't know it. You haven't tapped into that superpower yet, that gift. I think all empaths have the capability of being intuitive. I think all empaths have the capability of being psychic and developing those gifts. I think it comes naturally to you in that way. So I think it's there. It's just you don't know it.
Yeah. I remember myself, there's a friend who's still a friend of my life. Her name is Deborah Young. She's a psychic, and she was teaching a class 25 years ago and how to read leaves, right? Any kind of leaves, not just tea leaves, right? And I remember, oh, that sounds like an interesting class. I'll take that class. And I went and I I sat down and we found some leaves and crushed them up. And so a guy sat next to me and he says, I said, well, I'm going to read these leaves. And I proceeded on giving him a message. He was crying. He was like, how did you know this and do that? And I was like, how did that even happen? You know, that was when I was waking up. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, those sometimes these gifts just come and we're not aware of where they're going to come from, but they do come if we pay attention. All right. So if you're an empath, and a lot of empaths are, they'd be described as oversensitive only because they haven't learned how to manage their own energy and don't really know who they are yet. How do we protect ourselves, shield ourselves as an empath waking up and going, well, what is all this about?
So the first step would be to getting in touch with your own energy so you can tell the difference between your energy and someone else's. You would sit quietly and, you know, focus on feeling your own energy. And then once you get practice with that, you can then feel what's yours and what's someone else's because you're so in tune with your own energy and you know what that feels like. Then the second step would be, I really like visualizations. I totally vibe with visualizations and meditations. So my favorite way to ground and protect your energy is, you know, a meditation and visualization where you see roots coming out of your feet or etheric cords coming out of your body, attaching you to the earth beneath you, pulling up energy from the earth, surrounding yourself with this beautiful energy, connecting to whatever higher power that is yours. And then, of course, shielding your energy, putting up an actual energetic barrier around yourself. So where you're imagining some kind of shield. I've imagined a metal ball at one point. Usually for me, it's like I just see a color, like you give it a color and a shape and you imagine this energy that's all around you and that it's protecting you. It's like a bubble of protection. And that protection will help you with all the overwhelm and the exhaustion and the stress because you're not going to collect other people's energies as much as you would without that barrier.
Absolutely. You know, I think Albert Einstein said something around, you know, imagination is basically everything. Well, he knew that imagination is more than just us imagining. It has intention behind it. And when with intention, you know, everything in the universe is created from intention. Energy and everything is energy. So when you're starting to focus on that, putting those shields around you, even though you might imagine it, it's truly a real phenomenon that you're experiencing around your soul, around the empathic soul.
You have to trust it.
Yeah, one of the things that I use is there was an affirmation given me by a fellow by the name of Brother Lawrence, and it goes, by the word, through the power, in the name, and you put the name of Jesus or Buddha or Allah or you know one of the masters, a wall of living flame is built round about me. And for that great protection, I give thanks. And I imagine this wall of light going around.
And oh, you're
I put it around me, and I put it around my wife and my family and my cars and my vehicles and whatever, right? You know, I put it around cars ahead of me, cars behind me, cars to the left of me, cars to the right of me when I'm driving.
I do that too.
All right. See? And we do this, and we're like, why do we do this? Well, we're all tuned into that empathic database. That's why.
Oh, I can't believe you said that. I do that too. Can I tell you a funny story real quick?
Please go, yeah.
So I, many years ago, I've been putting energetic bubble protections around people for my entire life. I didn't know what I was doing when I was little. I just knew how to do it. I didn't know what, like nobody told me what it was. But I knew how to do it somehow. So I've been, like you said, protecting my car in this energetic bubble. For many, many years. And a couple of years ago, I was driving down the highway and the traffic in front of me stopped and I had to slam on my brakes. And I was like, oh my gosh. I felt my entire body, I'm getting chills just saying this. I felt my entire body get connected with the car, like with the actual car. It was weird. And then I felt the energetic protection that I had put around my entire car, the front of it, the back of it. I'm like tearing up talking about this. It's crazy. So I felt the entire bubble, and then the car in front of me was stopped, and I somehow stopped like really close to the car in front of me. And then I'm looking in the rearview mirror, looking at the car behind me. And I saw this car coming up, and I felt this strange, like expansion. You know, if you had a bubble in between your hands, you have like a big soapy bubble in between your hands, and you put it there, and you pull your hands away, and you push it closer, and you can feel what that bubble feels like. I felt that in my body. I felt that in the car. I felt the bubble around the outside of the car, like the whole protection bubble just expanded and contracted as this car was coming closer and closer in the rearview mirror. And I was already stopped, so all I could do was sit there and watch. And I felt this bubble, and it was amazing. The car stopped, and then the energy kind of dissipated, and it was gone. And I was bawling. Yeah.
I had that same experience last year driving on a 2-lane highway out in, I think I was in Montana or Colorado. And, you know, there was a truck ahead of me. There was a car ahead of me. And then there was myself. So there's a truck, car, myself. And I was on a 2-lane highway. So I was deciding to go to pass the truck. And it was clear, fortunately. So I went to pass the truck. But the guy behind the truck in that moment decided to immediately jam into my lane, right? I was passing him. So it was this energy that came between me and him. It just moved my car over. I wasn't steering. It happened all so quick. It was like, what just? My car moved over and wouldn't let him get close to it and slowed at the same time. And I was like, how did this even happen, man? But it was that protection. It was. It was that energetic protection.
I believe it.
And yeah, unless I guess you go through, you don't experience, but you're going, yeah, I get it, because I got yours. Yeah. These things happen all the time with intentional living. Intentional living from a place of soul realization. That's really what we're doing, putting out some intentions out there. So, wow. All right, listen, I got to take a break. When we get back, I want to talk about the difference between living a life with not in tune with your empathic abilities and living a life as an empath. And can this be learned? All right, we'll be right back. We'll find that out. Well, listen, I want to thank all of you for listening today. This is a show that I believe is an important show. And you know, you've heard me ask you to pass this on to individuals. Well, because that's how we grow a show. But I want you to pass this show on to anybody you think might be an empath. Anybody that's a little oversensitive or they're struggling with some of the areas that we talked about today. This can make a difference. You can make a difference today to pass this show on. And with all of our shows, you can get all the replays at voicesofcourage.us. Also, if you'd like to be part of our insiders group, love to have you. We get free gifts from a lot of our speakers. We also have event tickets sometimes. You'll get some of the back recordings and the back end that you don't see on the show that I do here and there. And so it's a great, great group to join. So I hope you'll join us in the Insiders Club. From my heart to yours, I pray that you will continue to look for and seek the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Till next time, take care. Well, welcome to our show today. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm feeling joy in my heart right now. I'm feeling so good because the topic we're going to discuss today is one that does not get discussed in mainstream media or pretty much anywhere else, but it's a topic that we all need to understand. We all need to have some empathy around and wisdom around it. What's the topic? Well, I'm calling the show today, The Courage to Realize the Empath Effect. Empath effect, empathic. What is that? Well, listen, have you ever been told you feel too much? You're too sensitive. You see things that nobody else sees. You might hear things that other people don't hear. You maybe don't even understand what this is all about. Well, I know I sure didn't in my first 42 years until somebody finally helped me understand what empathic means and why I'm an empath. Today, I have the expert who's written a new book. He actually has a couple books out, but her new book is all about helping you to understand the empath effect. So she's going to join us in just a moment. First, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. K-I-K-O-R-I.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm so happy you're here. I'm with Alicia McBride. She's got a new book out. It's on the screen right now, The Empath Effect. And we're going to talk about the difference between living as an empath and living as a mortal being, not acknowledge your empathic skills. What do you say to that?
I would call that a muggle if you're a Harry Potter fan.
I don't know what a muggle is.
Oh, no. Okay. You have another book to read now. When you're, I would call it an unaware empath. Before that you're aware that you're an empath, you're kind of a mess. You're overwhelmed. You're fatigued, you're depressed, you're anxious. You have no idea why. You have no idea where this is coming from or why it's happening to you. But your life is kind of a mess. You've been going through however many years until you found the word empath, unaware, and you didn't know. I describe it like noisy energy. So my energy is noisy and nosy. It's out here. It can be kind of loud sometimes. It's like sparkly, right? And then it's nosy. So it will go over here and say, "Hey, what are you doing? Come on over here. Let me see." And it'll go over here and say, "Oh, you're having a really bad day. Let me take that pain away from you. Let me have that." And then it'll go over here and it will say, "Hey, oh, your arm is hurt. I'm sorry. Let me take that pain away from you. And I'm just going to collect all of this energy." So that's probably what you've been doing for most of your life. And you've collected all the hurt arms and all the sad people and all of the negative energy. And that's not healthy. You're completely unaware that you're doing it. But at some point you find the word empath. That is the reason I'm here, because I want to find you before you fall, preferably. And I want to tell you that you're normal and that everything is okay. And that this can be, not fixed, but adjusted, that you can live your best life. You know, you can live your life, like you said, with intention, and with purpose and with deep meaning, deep, deep meaning. You can do what feels right in your soul, without, I mean, people are still probably going to call you too sensitive, but without getting offended when somebody calls you too sensitive, embracing that.
I love that. Well, you know, and some of the symptoms that you're an empath, but you don't know it, is you might be overweight. You might be depressed. You might be overindulging. Yeah. You may be compensating in other ways that you're like, "Why am I doing this?" You're wondering why that is.
Because you're numbing the pain.
you're feeling the pain and there's no solution. I so related when you said the word empath. When I first heard it, it hit my soul and I went, "I got to go look that up. I know there's something there for me." And, it was like a revelation. Oh, that's what was going on. Yeah. And everything started to unwind as soon as I connected to my empathic being. And
that's how it happened for me too.
Same thing, right? Yeah. It's amazing. And you know, the interesting thing you said is like your energies are out there and here. When I first became a coach, I coached everybody. If you've even got in my field, I was coaching you. My wife is like, "What are you doing, boy? What's happening here?" It was this putting my energy out, and not realizing I was taking it all on too. Whoa, that was heavy.
That's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable. No. That you crash and burn. Yeah, maybe a few times till you figure it out. So, all right, let's talk about the book. Actually, you know what? I do have to take a quick break. Why don't we talk about the book when I come back and take a little deep dive on the empath effect and what can my leaders, what can my leaders and my listeners, if you're a leader, you might be a listener, a listener might be a leader. What can you learn from the empath effect? I'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book,
And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Attention cancer victims who use the weed killer Roundup. A federal jury unanimously found that Monsanto's popular weed killer Roundup was a substantial factor in causing cancer. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. If you or someone you love used Roundup and were diagnosed with cancer, call the number on your screen now. Don't wait. There may be time deadlines to file a claim.
Call 800-506-2151. That's 800-506-2151.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Okay, well, my guest Alicia McBride's calling is helping empaths and other sensitive beings to be able to understand how to use their gifts and navigate through this world. So, okay, Alicia, the book. Let's talk about the book. All right, you got the new book out, The Empath Effect. All right. By the way, before I get into the book, where can people find that book?
It is on Amazon and Books A Million.
Okay, Empath Effect. I love the color. I love the gold and the black. You know, it's kind of looks like my show colors, doesn't it?
That's right. This is a good fit for you.
Yeah, very, really good fit. What can my listeners learn in the book?
I would say the main thing that you learn from this book is that you're not alone. There are 22 authors in this book who have shared their stories, what their life was like before they found the word empath, what their life was like during the transition, the spiritual awakening, you know, whatever you want to call it, and then what their life was like afterwards, what it's like now. And the, oh my gosh, it's giving me chills. It's a beautiful journey of you're going from a hot mess to more of a mess when you're in transition, because everything falls apart. Everything falls apart. It's chaotic when you're in transition. I have a Unalome tattoo on my arm, and that's the path to find yourself is a Unalome, and the path is not straight. So this transition period is not straight. It's curvy. It's a mess. Sometimes you're outside of yourself. You're a wreck. It's okay. It's okay. Because the other piece is coming. So once you move through that, once you process that, the other side is being an empowered empath. The other side is being awake and aware and soul aligned. The other side is being intuitive. It is, you know, constantly grounding your energy. It's constantly protecting yourself. It's walking your path. It's shining your light. I love that. So the 22 people share their journey. And you have to know you're not alone and there's nothing wrong with you. You're not crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love that we're not alone, and that's an important message for individuals that are going through kind of a spiritual emergency or crisis or waking up as an empath. For me, it was relatively fast. It's like one day I knew how to run a $200 million organization, and the next day I forgot who I was, my name, right? And I'm like, what is going on here? but all of a sudden these gifts started showing up, right? But it took a while to develop the gift. So just because you have the gift doesn't mean it's like building a muscle. You have to learn how to work with it and develop them. And your book, I think, is really going to help people identify the qualities that they have and relate to it. Then they can say, okay, I have been clairaudient all my life. Wow, I'm getting that. But that, it doesn't stop there. We have to develop those gifts, right? Yes. Yeah. Some not. Some just instantly kick in. But for most, we have to, like, be aware of it and then find the courage to develop it. And if you don't find the courage, don't worry about it. The pain will crush you and you'll develop it anyway. So it's all good.
That's true. If you don't listen when the universe or God, you know, with spirit, whatever you want to call it, if you don't listen when spirit speaks, you will get hit on the head.
Well, pain's a great motivator. You know, it transforms everything for us if we, you know, if we need it. It's there. It's there. True. It's not necessarily a bad thing. So
no.
And when you said, you know, my latest book is called The Courage to Change Everything, right? Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Our Inner Genius. So I'll just throw it up on the screen real quick as we're talking. They can get that also on Amazon or on my site, couragetochange.us. But you said it. We're changing pretty much everything when you tune into that empath experience. Would you say that's accurate? Well, it looks like we're having a little technical difficulty. So, yeah, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. What is our inner genius? So inner genius, of course, has to do with our empathic abilities. And here we go. Okay, I think we're back in. Hi, Leisha. Okay. Yeah, I love it when we have a little technical difficulties, but you're back. So I had thrown my book up there, Courage to Change Everything. Courage. It takes courage to change everything. So, you know, what do you think changed most for you when you woke up as an empath?
Oh, goodness. I went through a divorce. That was the biggest change that I could possibly go through at the time. That was huge. And it was hard. But I did what I followed my intuition, and I did what I felt in my soul was right. And now I do that all the time. I constantly follow my intuition. I'm constantly checking in and seeing if I'm walking the path that I should be walking. And that's beautiful. That is a beautiful process. It hurts a lot in the beginning. It's hard in the beginning. But like anything, you know, you were saying practice, practice, practice. It's a muscle that you have to develop. And it does get easier. It gets a lot easier.
It does. And you know, I don't want to paint a picture of, for my audience that you're going to have to get a divorce or you're going to have to change you know, your job or you might. Okay. And you know, so we reach states of evolution. And when you've hit that point, sometimes people, places, and things leave, and new people, places, and things come in for you to ascend your consciousness, grow your consciousness, expand it, for you to take off limitations, for you to become more aware of your gifts, your talents, your abilities, and also for you to step into your power. And so I know Alicia's had all that's happened with her, along with some of the things that have happened. You know, you go through what life's journey is, but at the other side, you have a lot more happiness. That's what I do. How about you? More happiness?
More happiness. Okay. I agree. And that's the benefit of being on the other side, the benefit of going through that really hard time, that spiritual awakening, that crazy time in your life, letting go of everything that you need to let go of, moving forward with what feels right for you to move forward. Yeah. The benefit of all of that is joy.
It is. And I know for me, I had to let go of the relationships too. And I ended up in a divorce, ended up 10 years in some really interesting relationships. But when I finally tuned in and made a pact with the universe, my wife and I have been together for 23 years. She's the love of my life. Right.
Aww.
And yeah, so there's some really amazing gifts that we get, you know, amazing businesses. Get to help people, get to serve. There's a whole bunch of wonderful things that come in as a result of that. But you got to do the work, right?
Absolutely. If you're not willing to do the work.
Yeah. And the first part of the work is, how do you distinguish even more? Because we touched on this earlier, but I really want to touch on, you know, how do I know it's my energy, your energy, their energy, the universe's energy, the volcano's energy? How do I know what's what when I'm first tuning in? Okay.
So like I said before, the first step is to tap into your own energy. You have to know what your energy feels like so that you can tell the difference between yours and someone else.
How do we do that? Let's talk about that.
So I would, I really like, again, meditations and visualizations. So I would find a quiet place to sit. I'd close your eyes, place one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, and just start to breathe. Feel your body breathe in and out, nice and slow, all the way in, all the way out, until you're calm. Breathing slowly all the way in and all the way out calms your nervous system. It tells your body that everything is okay, and it allows you to calm down. So once you're calm, then you can start to feel your own energy. And initially, it's hard. You don't know what you're feeling. You don't trust yourself. You have to trust yourself. Eventually, that you have to learn to trust yourself, to trust the messages that you're receiving. That will come in time. But in the beginning, just feel whatever you feel. And if that's, you know, someone else's energy in the moment, okay, that's someone else's energy in that moment. But you practice and you keep doing it, and you do it again and again and again, and it gets easier. So I would do a little breathing exercise with your eyes closed, in kind of a calm state, and just feel it, embrace it, feel it. And you will feel it. I promise. You will feel it. Yeah. Eventually.
You know, and I think too, you know, I heard, early on that, you know, about auras, and you could see auras. Well, I'd never seen an aura, but I thought when I heard that, I went, oh, I'm going to see auras, right? And within 3 months of setting that intention and then studying about it, learning about it, practicing it, practice, 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 all of a sudden a woman was sitting in my chair in a coaching session, And all of a sudden her heart turned her completely green. This green energy came out of her. And I was like, wow, this is really interesting. Let me ask her a question about her past. And all of a sudden this black energy came out of her. I was like, whoa. You know, so we got to, you know, so what I'm, the point here is that you may feel it, you may see it, and you may hear it.
Yes.
You may be clairaudient, clairvoyant, sentient. You know, it just depends on who you are. Or we may have all of it.
Yeah.
But be aware. Yeah. Be aware. Magic, miracles, synchronicity start showing up when you start showing up for yourself.
That's true.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, we only got a couple minutes left. So what's your message, I would say, to empaths around the world right now, or those that have listened to this and went, this is me. I gotta do more research on this. What's your message to them?
So the same thing with the book. You're not alone. You're not alone. You are not crazy. There is nothing wrong with you. You may be too sensitive, and that is okay. There is nothing wrong with being sensitive. Again, there is nothing wrong with you. I encourage you to walk your path, and I encourage you to do what feels right in your heart. And that will lead you on an amazing journey, Do what feels right in here.
I love it. Okay, I'm going to close out with one quick question. Which story in the book moved you the most?
Oh my gosh. So there were ones that made me ball. And there were ones that made me like smile and feel good. I would say not necessarily one person's specific story, although Debbie's, okay. If I have to say a story, it'll be Debbie's because her poetry, it was just, it spoke to me in such a beautiful way, And it's like your kids, you're not allowed to have a favorite kid. But I did really enjoy Debbie's article and her poetry. Oh my gosh. It made me cry, but it made me feel. And, I am clear feeling clearly. That is my biggest empath trait, is feeling. And oh boy, it made me feel. So I highly recommend Debbie's article and the poetry in it specifically. Okay, got it.
All right, Empath Effect, and you can get that from Alicia McBride. Let me see, did we have the, I think we had the website we showed up a little earlier, but I'll put it up there again. So here it is. All righty. So scrolling across the screen, and for my listening audience, it's healinglightempath.com, healinglightempath.com. Alicia, thank you so much for being here on the show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
That was so much fun. Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank all of you for listening today. This is a show that I believe is an important show. And you've heard me ask you to pass this on to individuals. Well, because that's how we grow a show. But I want you to pass this show on to anybody you think might be an empath, anybody that's a little oversensitive or they're struggling with some of the areas that we talked about today. This can make a difference. You can make a difference today to pass this show on. And with all of our shows, you can get all the replays at voicesofcourage.us. Also, if you'd like to be part of our insiders group, love to have you. We get free gifts from a lot of our speakers. We also have event tickets sometimes. You get some of the back recordings and the back end that you don't see on the show that I do here and there. And so it's a great, great group to join. So I hope you'll join us in the Insiders Club. From my heart to yours, I pray that you will continue to look for and seek the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Till next time, take care.